worship. Let's sing it together. Just the voice. Sing it with me. just our voices, and we're not even going to use our mics. I want you guys, I want to hear you.
We glorify your name.
Come on, God wants to hear you. Sing it to him.
We glorify your name. We glorify your name in all the earth.
One more time. Did you know he thinks you're sounding like angels? Sing it again.
We glorify your name.
He loves to hear you just sing your voice lifted up to him.
Glorify.
Sing to God, and even when you can hear yourself saying the words, that makes you really mean it. It means that, God, we love you so much that we're spending this time to lift you up and to honor you. He loves it, and when we sing to him, I bet it just sounds like beautiful, beautiful voices up in heaven, and God loves to hear our voices. He loves it. And now, you guys, everybody in the front, you can walk back to your seats, and I'm going to invite our coaches up here. And you know, if you have something that you want to ask God, or you have something that you need, or maybe you're sick, or maybe your mom or somebody is sick, you can come up and pray with our coaches. They want to lift your needs up to God. They want God to hear every single need that you have. And everybody that's in your seat, you know, we're all going to close our eyes. If you're in your seat, I want you to close your eyes so you're not looking at your neighbor. You're not talking to your neighbor. We're only going to be talking to God. And if you have something, you come up and talk to your coaches, or maybe you have something that you don't want to share with a coach, you can pray for it right in your seat, because God's here and he's listening. He's always listening to every single need that we have, every single one of them. And we're going to sing "We Glorify Your Name" one more time as a group while they're up here praying. And I want, lift your voices up so God can hear you. And close your eyes so you're not listening to your neighbor.
Jesus together with each other. That's why it's really cool that God made church, or he made a way for us to get together with each other. He knew that it was important for us to be with each other and encourage one another as we're loving on him. And this week, our new memory verses week talks about worshiping God and how we worship God, and it is showing him that we love him back. All right? That's why I love to spend time worshiping, because it shows God that I love him, because he is worthy of all of our praise this morning. Amen. Let's sing it one more time while we have a couple people still praying. All right? I want to hear your voices singing it really beautiful with me. We'll tell Jesus that we love him together.
Say, we glorify your name. I can't hear you.
That's right. And all the time, God is good all the time. All right. I'm excited today because we are talking about God's love. That's right, God's love. And it's exciting to talk about that because it's like one of the most important things about God. Because not only does God love us, but the Bible says He is love. And we're going to talk about what that means this morning, all right? Are you guys excited this morning? Well, good, good. Some of you are ready and some of you are not. Well, good morning, Gilbert. Good morning, Abigail. How are you guys doing? Not much. We're just kind of...
Did Abigail
fall down?
Yeah. Oh. Are you okay? Did you get hurt?
We're just kind
of... Do you need an ambulance?
Not an ambulance? Okay, good, because I can get
Freddie.
I don't have my phone
Freddie
on
drives
right
an ambulance
now.
In his mind.
Yeah, so that wouldn't help the 911
call. Oh, here she is.
Okay. How are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, we are awesome. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Miss Nikki?
Yes, Miss Abigail.
What's with the bunch of stuff on the kitchen counter?
Oh, all of that stuff.
Can we have some of those chocolate chips?
Oh, no. Those are actually, you can't eat them. They're for my chocolate chip cookies that I'm going to make later because I've got some company coming over and I was going to make some chocolate chip cookies. So when they come over, I had something to give them as a snack.
I love chocolate chip cookies.
I do too.
My mom taught me how to make the best tasting cookies ever.
Well, good.
But they're not as good as my Aunt Hilda.
Oh, really?
She's won like the blue ribbon in the last state fair for the last 5 years.
Wow, that must be pretty good chocolate chip cookies. Well, I don't know that my chocolate chip cookies could earn a blue ribbon or anything like that, but we like to make chocolate chip cookies. And you know what I was even thinking? I have some M&Ms that I was thinking of putting in with them in the freezer. I haven't got them out. They're not sitting on the counter yet. But I was thinking of putting some M&Ms with my chocolate chip cookies and making them really good.
Miss Mickey?
Yes, Abigail.
Can we make them?
Yeah, we'd be like the best cookie-making team ever.
Oh, okay. Well, you sure you know how?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't take that long. We can get them done right away.
Okay, well, I guess.
We can just turn on the TV downstairs and watch from there.
Okay, well, I was going to do them, but I suppose if you guys really want to, you could make my chocolate chip cookies for me. If you could remember to get the M&Ms out of the fridge or the freezer. And I have that little contraption in the drawer that you scoop them up and so you drop them on the pan and so they're like perfect round every mm-hmm. time. Okay.
Oh, this will be great.
Yeah,
okay,
I'll call my Aunt Hilda to see if she can text me the recipe.
Oh, okay. Well,
it is that good. It's probably the same one that I use with my mom.
Yeah, I doubt it.
All right. Well, okay. I guess you guys can make them for me. Thanks so much.
No problem. It should only take about 20 minutes.
Now, this morning, we are talking about God is love, all right? And I need you to pull out your Bibles with me and turn to Mark chapter 10. Mark is the second book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, okay? Can you all turn to Mark chapter 10? If you do not have your Bible with you, you can read it up here on the screen with us, okay? Mark 10. And we're going to turn to verse 13. Shh. Not the time to talk. Just pull out your Bible and you can read with me. I see some people still turning their pages. It's past the middle. You should see Matthew, then Mark. All right? Chapter 10, verse 13. Now, listen to this. Shh. It says, people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them and blessed them. All right. This morning we are talking about Jesus and how much he loves us. And us in this room means kids. Aren't you kids? There's very few of us in here that are coaches. Most of us are kids. Let me ask you something this morning. How many of you got to church this morning without an adult's help? Like you walked over here, you drove the car yourself, you woke yourself up, you made your own breakfast. No adult at all got you here. Pretty sure you rode in an adult's car. Because if not, I have to talk to someone's dad. There is no kid, there's no kids in this room that have a driver's license. No. You know what? There is an adult. Might not be your mom. It might not be your dad. Maybe it's your grandma or your grandpa. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe you walked over from the apartments. It's very possible. There's kids that come over from there. But there's still a parent in the house who maybe got them breakfast, cleaned their clothes, did something. Everybody in this room has an adult in your life that wanted to make sure you were at church this morning. And you know what? Those adults remind me a lot about this Bible verse. Because did the kids just come to Jesus all by themselves? No, it says people were bringing little children to Jesus. And you know what? All of you have somebody in your life that knows that it is the best place for you to be on a Sunday morning here with all of your friends so that you can be with each other learning more about God, and we can help your parents by teaching you even more than you're learning at home. And those people love you so much that they said they're going to do whatever it takes to get the kids to church so that they could be with others learning about Jesus' love this morning. You know what? A lot like these people. They loved those kids, and they knew that Jesus was out talking to adults, and all the time he was surrounded by people, but they wanted the kids to be with Jesus and Jesus to lay his hands on them and pray for them, and they loved their kids enough to see that they got to experience Jesus too, just like the people in your life. Whoever it is, they love you enough that they wanted you to be here at church this morning, all right? And they wanted you to experience Jesus. But no matter how much that mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or aunt or uncle, whoever it is, loves you, there's somebody who loves you even more. Who is it?
God.
That's right. God loves you even more. Because the Bible says God is love. God is love. Now, there's a scripture verse that I don't have up on the board that I'm going to read for you really quick. But it says, God is love. It says in 1 John 3:16, is this the one here? I'm looking at here. God is love. Here it is. It's actually 1 John 4:16. It says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. It says, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God lives in them. So not only does God love you, which we know it just says he does, but God is love. All right? Now that's almost hard to understand sometimes because God is love. And he loves you more than your mom and dad. And I thought of something this week that kind of made me remember God and God's love. And it's this. Have any of you in here ever had this? This is the candy that was my dad's favorite. It's called Good and Plenty. Have you ever had one of these before? This candy, they look kind of like little jelly beans, but it's licorice inside. It's got like a hard candy, and inside is licorice. It was one of my dad's favorite candy. But the reason that this candy reminds me about God is because this candy says it is good, and we know that God is good. We say that God is good when? All the time. And you know what? God has plenty of love to go around for all of us. God's love is good, and it is plenty. And God says that he loves us all, no matter what, all right? This candy, every time I think about it, it makes me think of God's love. And you know what I was thinking about this? God loves us no matter what. He has plenty of love for everybody. Now, when I say everybody, does that mean even the people who have maybe done things that are very bad? Would you like one of these? You would? Okay. I'm talking. Here you go. Hang a couple of those. Oh, some people want me to share with them. You know, these candies are very good. But you know what I was thinking about this, Aaron? God's love is good and it is plenty. But it is good to everybody or just a couple people? Is God's love good to everybody or just a couple people? I love that. I love people that don't say my name when I walk by. So there you go. You're missing out on what I said. See, I like those people that are nice and quiet. Have a seat. You know what? God says that his love is plentiful, or it's for even those who maybe we think about don't deserve it. And you know who I was thinking about was something like this? When Jesus was here on the earth, somebody actually put him on the cross, didn't they? It was people that put him on the cross. And I was thinking about, imagine if you were one of those people that were here when Jesus was alive, and you were part of the crowd that said, crucify him. You know, because it could have been any one of us. In fact, when it started, people started just getting like a mob. They just started yelling, crucify him, crucify him. And no matter what, people were actually just yelling together. And all of these people said, crucify him. Imagine how that made Jesus feel when people wanted to kill him. Now, the Bible says that God is love, and it's plentiful for everybody. Do you think that that meant even the people that put him on the cross? What do you think? Do you think that meant even the people that put him on the cross? Nobody's answering me? You think it did? Okay, so let me ask you this. What did Jesus say to those people that put him on the cross while they were killing him? Does anybody know? What did Jesus say to them? Oh, I heard somebody over here say it. Say it really loud, Miss LaDamie. Forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. Let me ask you this. Here, Levi. If somebody were hurting you, okay, were hurting you, would the thing that you said, would think to say to them be, man, I forgive you, even while they were doing it to you? You wouldn't? What did you say? What did you think? What do you think you would do, Newton? If somebody were hurting you, would the first thing that comes out of your mouth say, hey, I forgive you? You don't think so? What do you think you'd do, David? Stop and scream. You would be upset, wouldn't you? But God, he forgave or he loved the people even though they were hurting him. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? That's pretty amazing. That means that, see, that's what this candy is like. His love was good, even to the people that were hurting him, and it was plentiful, or he had enough love to share with those people even while they were hurting him. His love is good, and it was plentiful, all right? But wait. I'm out. I ran out of candy just when I got over here, and there were several kids that still wanted some, and there is no more left. Here's another reason why this reminds me of God's love. Does God's love ever run out? No, it doesn't. See, even though my box of good and plenty is now empty and I can't give anybody any more, God's love never runs out. Never, never. Even though I ran out of good and plenty, God's love never runs out, all right? And the good news is, it is good. And what in the world are you wearing, Freddie?
This is state-of-the-art protective gear.
State-of-the-art protective gear. What is it protecting you from?
Because cooties.
Cooties?
Cooties.
Okay.
You'd better believe it, and you'd better suit up, too, if you want to be safe.
I need to suit up if I want to be safe? Well, Freddie, it looks more like you raided under my kitchen sink than anything else.
Thanks.
Yeah, cooties, why in the world do you need protective gear?
This is serious.
What is serious? Cooties?
They're everywhere. Even God has them.
Oh, my goodness. Freddie, God has them. Freddie, we need to talk. Well, Number one.
You said it a little bit ago.
I said God has cooties?
Yes. You said God is love.
I did say God is love. I did not say God has cooties. No, okay. Okay, Freddie. Hmm. Number one, yes. Cooties are not real.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. And when I say God is love, that does not mean God has cooties. That means that God has all the characteristics of love. All the characteristics of love.
Is that crackers of love? What kind of crackers does he have?
Not crackers, characteristics. That means all the things about love God has. Like in 1 Corinthians 13, it says, love is patient. Is God patient? Is God patient? Yes. Love is kind. Is God kind? Love does not envy. That means love is not jealous. Is God ever jealous?
No.
Love is kind. It does not boast. It is not proud. God has all the things.
And it got cooties.
No, he does not have cooties. Freddie, don't be so silly. God only has good things.
But everybody knows that love means cooties. And if God is everywhere, this could be an epidemic.
Okay, Freddie, God is love. But he only has good things for us, and he definitely would never infect us with cooties. He would never infect us with cooties. Your protective gear is getting in the way here. All right?
Well, I wish you'd explain that a little earlier before I came out in this ridiculous outfit.
Well,
now I think I need to go change.
I think you'd be careful walking down the stairs. Oh, Freddie. Oh, my. Okay. Now, you probably have heard people at school talk about cooties, too. But that is a totally different kind of love that I'm talking about. All right? Minus one for the boys. And I'm listening again. Oh.
Boys, how could you?
Listening very closely, see, because I am the only one talking right now, all right? Now, God's love does not mean that God has cooties, okay? It's a totally different kind of love that we are talking about here. And you know what? The kind of love that we are talking about is the kind of love that you cannot do anything that would make God not love you. All right? No matter how hard you tried, you could not make God not love you. Now, I want to show you what this might look like, because has anybody in here ever played that game that you try to make somebody smile when they don't want to? Okay, is anybody in this room really, really good at not smiling? Really good at not smiling. You know, Is Ashlyn still here? Because I want to see if I can get Ashlyn to come out here and try to make some of you smile. Okay, I need some people who would be good at not smiling. Okay, Miss Aaliyah here thinks that she cannot smile. Come on up here, Miss Aaliyah. All right. Okay, I need a serious-faced somebody. All right, a serious-faced somebody. Benjamin, you think you cannot smile? You're smiling on the way up. All right, Benjamin. Okay, Zachary right here has a big, huge frown on his face. And Solo, why don't you come up and help us? All right. Come stand here. This is perfect place. Why don't you who are a little bit less tall than Aaliyah, stand up on the stairs so that we're a little... There we go. All right. Ashlyn, come over here and see if you can make these very serious-faced people... Serious face. Aaliyah, you look doomed from the start, I just might say. All right. Solo, why don't you hop up a step so you're just as tall. She's really practicing her no smiles. All right, good. All right, now, Ashlyn is going to try to make you smile. She just cannot tickle you or touch you, okay? And I'm going to see if you could possibly make these guys smile. Now, think of it this way. It's like this. We cannot do something to make God stop loving us, all right? Ashlyn is going to see how that works with smiling with this crowd. So Ashlyn, go ahead here and make these guys not smile. Put your frowns on now because it's time to smile. Go ahead. Okay, Zach and Aaliyah's already lost. She's already lost and no one's looking. Zach and Aaliyah, you're out of here. You're
so good.
Okay, No. We've already got two more. Now, you have to have your eyes open. You have to have your eyes open. All right. She's working on it here. Benjamin looks extremely serious.
Ashlyn is smiling.
Ashlyn is smiling.
I'm smiling because I can't
Benjamin
be
is not. Oh, sorry. Oh, no. Oh, Solo. You had a smile on your face already.
I know. It's the hardest thing in the world.
So sorry. I know. It just didn't work really well. It's hard to not smile. Okay, we're going to try to make Benjamin smile now.
All right, Benjamin.
All right, we're going to try to make you smile. Go ahead and have a seat, sweetie. Thank you so much for your help.
Does anybody have any suggestions?
If for me,
cartwheel.
If it were me,
cartwheel. Tell the joke about the chicken and the egg.
I would go something like,
don't smile.
Do not smile, Benjamin.
Tell a joke about the chicken and the egg.
He is very good at this. He is very good at this.
Yeah, he's good.
What if you went like, ah! Didn't work. Oh. He's almost very close. Very, very close. He's trying very hard. Don't smile, Benjamin. Whatever you do, don't smile. Put that frown back on your face really quick. Right. No. Yes. No. Yeah. Maybe. Oh, you don't think so? Oh, I have to tell you, it's not working very well. Okay.
Do the big lips.
You need to move back to your seat. Shh. Benjamin is very good at this. Ashlyn tried. She could not make him smile. You know what, Benjamin? Grab something off the grill. Grab something off the grill.
What?
Shh.
Do the cartwheel?
I just wanted to show you.
Fall down.
Thank you, Ashlyn. Yeah. Thank you, Ashlyn, so much. Shh. I wanted to show you that because you know what? It makes me think about us sometimes. There's a lot of times that we do a lot of things that would make other people upset with us. How many of you have ever done something that's made somebody upset with you? I have too. But you know what? God has love for us that is not based on the things that we do. Okay? It's not based on things we do. In fact, the Bible says that God's love is unconditional. You know what unconditional means? Unconditional means that no matter what occurs or happens, God loves us anyway. That means that it does not matter what house you were born in, who your parents are, how pretty or how handsome you are, how athletic you are, how much money your parents have, what school you go to, who your best friend is. None of those things matter to God. There's no condition to the fact that God loves you. Minus one for the girls.
Oh, man.
Boy, at least the girls are now losing with the boys.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to talk and other people are talking instead. There is no condition to God's love. He loves us all no matter what. And God's love does not start and it did not end. He just is love. All right? He is love. God loves us all unconditionally and no matter what. But we need to have an attitude or a desire to receive God's love. Because he can love you, but if you do not let him in, you won't ever get to experience that love. Hey, guys, you're back.
Mm-hmm. We brought you a cookie that we made.
Oh, you brought me a cookie?
Mm-hmm.
And I would like you to know that we did not burn one.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, you did not burn any. Okay. All right.
Gilbert stayed right by the oven and watched them the entire time. When the buzzer went off, he got out right away.
Well, good. I see that you put the M&Ms in them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you consider that I'm at least half the team, you know it's going to be a good one.
Oh, brother.
Uh-huh. Well, I have to say, that's a pretty good cookie.
Mm-hmm.
It tasted pretty good.
Yeah, I think they're the best ones ever made.
Really? Well, you know what? Those might be better than the ones I would have made anyway. Those are really good cookies. Thank you very much, you guys. I appreciate it. My guests will be so glad that I have nice, fresh cookies to give them. Did you finish cleaning up the kitchen and do all the dishes after you were done?
Dishes?
Yeah, you know all the things that you use to make the cookies?
Well, about the kitchen.
Yes?
I didn't know dishes was going to be part of the job.
Well, it's part of the job that you started. If you started, I mean, you made a big mess. The kitchen probably didn't have those dirty dishes in it when you started. You need to make sure that the kitchen looks the same when you leave.
Miss Miski?
Yes?
What do you consider a big mess?
Well, dishes in the sink, the cookie sheet sitting out still. Did you put everything back away?
Well, do you like the look of a light flour dusting? Kind of looks like snow.
Snow in the kitchen? No, I don't like a light flour dusting. Are you telling me that the kitchen is still a very big mess?
Let's just say it looks like a big cloud of flour burst all over the entire room.
Okay, well...
We have work to do.
I exhausted all my talents on those cookies. I need to rest my weary being and relax in front of Call of Duty.
No. Listen here, mister. What you started, you have to finish. You need to go back downstairs and clean that kitchen back up. You can't leave it messy. You messed it up. Part of baking the cookies is cleaning the kitchen when you're finished.
I thought you were part of the team. You can't bail on me now.
But I'm very tired.
Well,
this is way more work than I signed up for.
Listen here, Gilbert. It doesn't matter how tired you are. Lots of times things are a lot harder than we plan.
But I'm... really, really tired.
Gilbert.
How about later?
No, not later. No, you guys need to finish it right now. The food on the dishes will get really hard and crusty if you don't do it now. Ugh. So go down there and clean the dishes and put the kitchen back to the way you started. All right. All right. Thank you.
Come on, Abigail.
Well, those are good cookies, but you can't start something and not finish it. How many of you have ever started a project and it ended up being a lot of work and you were too tired to finish it when you were done? I've done that before. I've done that lots of times. You know what? In our story today, when we were talking about all of these parents bringing their children to Jesus, you know what? One of the reasons I was thinking maybe that the disciples didn't want all those moms and dads to bring those kids to Jesus? Do you think maybe they would have thought that Jesus was tired? No? Well, he had been walking around who knows how many days, walking from place to place, preaching and praying for people and doing all these things. I bet he was kind of tired. Maybe the disciples thought, you know what? Jesus is too tired. He doesn't want to have to spend time with kids. Or maybe the disciples said, you know what? Jesus is probably a little tired. I don't want him to waste his time with the kids. Have you ever heard anybody say that before? Exactly. Have you ever heard somebody say that? You know what? It's just the kids. You know what? The disciples did not realize how important children were to God and how much God loved kids. See, they were thinking in their minds things like, Jesus is tired, he doesn't have time for the kids. Or you know what, he just needs to worry about the adults. Or don't bother him with all the little kids right now. But you know what? The Bible says that the minute that the disciples said that and Jesus heard it, he got pretty upset. And he said, let the children come to me. Do not hinder them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. That means that God's love is not just for the adults. God's love is for every kid in this room. God's love is for all of the kids upstairs in the preschool rooms. God's love is for the babies. He loves us all the same. He does not love your mom and dad more because they're older and they're smarter. He loves you just as much as he loves every other person. God's love does not have a condition on what we do. It does not have a condition on who we are. It doesn't have a condition on how old we are. God loves us all the same. All right? And when Jesus heard the disciples saying this, this makes me realize just how much God loved kids. Because the Bible says that he was indignant. He was extremely upset that anybody would think that he thought any differently about kids. That's you guys. God loves you that much. How many people in here have a dad? You have a dad? Oh, I would think all your hands would be up because you have to have had a dad at some point. Let me tell you this. The Bible says that God is like our father. All right? Now, has anybody's dad in this room ever messed up before? Or maybe gotten very upset with you, or maybe yelled or done something that just didn't seem lovable? I think all of our dads do, because we've all made mistakes just like our father. You know what? Our Heavenly Father, God, does not ever mess up like our earthly father. It's a different kind of a father. His love is completely different than your parents' love, all right? I have a little video here that talks about the different kinds of love that there are. Because there's more than one type of love. And I want you to see what kinds of love that there are.
Mary.
Of course I love her. I love you too.
What? What a weirdo.
Well, what kind of love do you mean?
What kind of love?
Oh, you mean Eros love.
What's he talking about?
Bows and arrows, I think.
Oh, the Cupid? Come down here and I'll tell you.
Whoa. The Bible talks about four kinds of love. Eros is the kind like a mommy loves a daddy.
I think it's like an advanced case of the cooties.
So childish. There's more kinds? Of course.
Yummy. What's that one supposed to be?
Friendship, right?
Yep. Friendship love is phileo, and it's the way I love Mary.
Pansy. Yum, yum, yum.
The affection kind of love is the way you love your puppy or your sister.
I don't want my sister.
Your sister's weird.
That kind of love is called storge in Greek.
Greek?
Like in the Bible.
Oh. Dude, how do you know all this stuff?
Yeah, you read the Bible or something?
I sure do. I love the Bible. That's storge love, too.
Whatever.
I thought you said there's four kinds of love.
The last kind of love is called agape. It's my favorite.
Agape sounds delicious.
What's agape love?
Agape love is God's love for us. Unlike phileo, you can't earn it or lose it or anything. It's like Jesus loved us so much that he died on the cross for our sins.
Here we go again.
What, man? I don't eat that one.
Whoa. Hey, do you guys want to go play tag?
I'll play.
Sure, what is phileo for?
I don't need phileo. Help. Someone. Anyone. I think I broke my butt.
All right, so there's different kinds of love, aren't there? Different kinds of... Hey, Freddie.
Oh, hello.
Hey, these guys are still giggling a little bit.
I know. That's funny. That's funny stuff.
Did you hear that, Freddie?
Uh-huh.
There's different kinds of love.
Well, then, why didn't you show me that video first before I came up wearing that ridiculous outfit?
Well, I didn't know that you were going to misinterpret love in cooties from the beginning. But you know what? God's love. I'm just going to wait till they're done.
Should I have Abigail get a whistle?
No. No, I don't need a missile.
But a whistle.
I don't need a missile.
The whistle.
Oh, whistle? No, I don't need a whistle. Are you talking about the whistle?
Yes, that's what I said. The whistle.
Okay. No, I don't need the whistle. I think they're going to listen up here. But
okay.
Freddie.
Yes.
The kind of love that we were talking about that God has for us is agape.
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 You sound like a frog. Try this one. Agape.
Agape.
There you go. Agape love. That is the kind of love that God has. It's the love that has no beginning and no end. There's no conditions. Like, we don't have to be good enough. God loves us anyway. God loves us more than anybody could ever, even what we experience here in life with our moms and our dads. It's a totally different kind of love because God is love. All right?
So, cooties only comes from Eros love.
Not exactly, because there's no kind of cooties, all right? Eros love is the kind of love that our mom and dad have for each other. But, Freddie, there is no such thing as cooties.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I Googled it.
You Googled it? Well, you Google is broken because there's no kind of any cooties, all right? It's kind of a pretend thing. All right?
Okay.
So we don't have to wear any protective gear or anything. It's okay. But okay. I'm glad we're talking about this because this is very, very important. It reminds me of our memory verse.
Oh, yes, the verse.
Yes, because God loves us.
Yes.
In our memory verse this week's show, it talks about a way that we can love God back. How does that sound?
Very good.
It is. It's a very great verse because it says, the way we love God is by worshiping Him, or an act of worship. We please Him with our lives, all right? So we can show love back. Help me listen and see which side it is. Yeah, I don't...
They're all quiet now.
They are, I know. All right, well, listen to this memory verse, all right?
Okay.
And I would like you to really work on this one. Did you say your memory verse this week already?
Yeah.
Oh. You didn't get a ticket then yet?
Well, when I said I'm crucified with Christ, I lost.
Oh, silly Freddie. Well, try this one. Try this one. I'm going to read it to you first, okay? And then you can quote it back to me.
Okay.
It says, Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. All right. Are you ready for this one?
I am ready, Freddy.
Yes,
Freddy
you are.
Is ready.
Freddy is ready. All right. Romans 12:1.
Romans 12:1.
Therefore. I urge you, brothers.
I purge my brothers.
No. Purge means to get rid of.
But yes.
No.
Get out of their allowance.
No. Okay, let's try this again.
Okay.
I urge you, brothers. There you go. I urge you, brothers. That means that I encourage you or I want you to do this, okay?
Okay.
So therefore, I urge you, brothers.
I urge you, brothers.
In view of God's mercy.
In view of God's mercy.
Good job. In view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies.
To offer your bodies.
As living sacrifices.
As living sacrifices.
Holy and pleasing to God.
Holy and pleasing to God.
You're very good at this.
Yes.
This is your spiritual act.
This is a spiritual act.
Of worship.
Of.
Worship.
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 I think you're having trouble with your W's this morning. It's yeah.
What you gonna do?
No. Freddie. No, try that again. Worship.
Worship.
There you go. Act of worship.
All right.
All right. Very good. Romans 12:1.
Romans 12:1.
Good job. Give me five.
All right.
You did a very, very good job.
Why, thank you.
I'm going to have these guys quote it with me one time, and you can read it if you want. But say, therefore.
Therefore.
I urge you, brothers.
I urge you, brothers.
In view of God's mercy.
In view of God's mercy.
to offer your bodies as living sacrifices holy and pleasing to God this is your spiritual act of worship
Worship.
Thank you. And I just want to remind you, quoting means repeating, not saying it before me. All right? Romans 12:1. Good job. That's
good
right.
Good job.
All right. So God loves us unconditionally. God is love. And God wants you to experience His love. But can I tell you something? You cannot experience God's love if your heart is filled with sin. Because there is something that blocks us from being able to receive God's love, and that is having sin in our lives. All right? Because God can continue to love you, but if you don't get rid of the sin, you won't ever be able to actually feel that love because it keeps you or it restricts you from understanding or being able to accept God's love. All right? You can't actually get it if your heart is filled up with sin. But the good news is that God's love was so much that He sent Jesus Christ to die for our sins. And all we have to do is ask God to forgive us, and He takes all of our sins away. And then our hearts are completely free and we're able to receive all that love that God has for us. And I don't ever want to leave this room without taking a moment to pray with you guys in case there is somebody in this room that has never been able to say that prayer before, or maybe they never understood that the things that they've done wrong can be forgiven as simple as asking God, because He has been waiting to share that love with you until you just simply asked Him to remove those sins. And then that love is right there for you to receive. All right? And I want to take this moment for you guys to bow your head and close your eyes so that we leave this place with everybody being able to have every opportunity to experience that unconditional and never-ending love that God has for us. All right? Just bow our head and close our eyes. And I want you guys to just pray after me. Maybe you've said this prayer before and you just simply have something in your life that you want God to know that you really, really understand and you want to receive His love. Maybe you've never had an opportunity and you've never understood completely before and this is the first time. Either way, I want you to pray this prayer with me. We're going to ask God to remove all that sin so our hearts are completely open and clean and ready to receive that love that God has for us. All right? Say, dear Jesus, I understand that You love me no matter what. And I want to ask You to remove any sin or anything I've done in my heart so that it is able to receive Your love. I know that You loved me enough to pay the price and die on the cross for me. And I know that when You rose again, You did it just for me. Wash all my sin and make my heart open to receive You. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God's love, God's love is for every single one of us. And I want you guys to understand that He loves you just as much as He loves any of the adults upstairs, all right? God loves kids, all right? And His love is for every single one of you in this room.